You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Nor think superfluous others' aid. I, from the influence of thy looks, receive access in every virtue in thy sight. More wise, more watchful, stronger. If need were of outward strength, where shame, though looking on, shame to be overcome or overreached, should utmost vigor raise and raised unite, why should thou not sense within thee feel when I am present, and thy trial choose with me best witness of thy virtue tried? You're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO 91.5 FM. Let's have a great one.
Thank you. Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flooded, bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we look outside, pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.
Like it's impossible to count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Drinking cold black coffee, I shake and shake, still won't get off me. Another blissed out fantasy where animals and objects talk to me. Always try and hate it, but then you laugh, it sounds outrageous. Spend another day sleepwalking. Is this having fun, or is it just because? Which one is John?
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. I was like really loving the vibe of Computer Done by Computer One, the show that is on right before ours. So we're hanging out talking about music and life. And if you know me, I can do that forever. So that's why the show kind of got a little late, a little bit of a late start, but it is never a wasted time when you're hanging out. That is my philosophy. Open the show, Boyfriends, Broken Social Scene, Let's Try the After, 2019, an album that you should go back and listen to. Two EPs, making one album. Sleep on the Floor, special request from downtown. Cambridge Theological Society. Coming up with music's requests here. Andrew, great insert. Sleep on the Floor. Then Sleepwalking by Better Living Community Center, an album that I was listening to yesterday, because everyone's all about Boy Genius right now. And I'm just like, you know, there's a lot of music out there that just reminds me, I don't know. Conor Oberst, oof. A great album that I think, again, the pandemic just sort of like... made us forget about, but yeah, I love the name of that song, the Lumineers song, Sleep on the Floor, because then you can dream about me, which is a dog whistle to anybody who is Anton listening to the show, and anybody who's just as into Broken Social Scene as I have been and was and will be and am and was, have been and was. Anyway, opening poem was Book 7, Paradise Lost. If you're interested in 25 pages of that poem, just like the rationality of the ethics before and after the fall in the Garden of Eden, then hit me up. I will dictate it to you, as Milton did to his three daughters. Paradise Lost was not written, it was spoken. He was blind when he wrote that in his 50s, in like 1657 or something like that, and he dictated it to his daughters, who wrote it down, and you get a lot more credit than they do. So anyway, some fun facts about post-revolution England. Charles I, Charles II, Charles I, Oliver Cromwell, Charles II. All right, let's get back to the music.
Friends I've been losing, is far from the start. I guess I'll never know where all the boys are sung.
And your wrist got bruised and you wanted better love. Well, it's sleeping in your back room. Hold on, stay on my side, don't go. If you could see me, whoever I am, it's not like a movie, it's not all skin and bones. So come on, love,
come on, come on, come on, go.
Nah, 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 nah.
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm just gonna slip right in right here and say that you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and we have a huge PSA today. Donations drive is going on right now. So if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, and then Other. And then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping keep the station free form. So I'm just gonna, if you're like me and have instantly forgotten what the steps are to donate to WMFO, number one, I would say do it. It's great. Number two, go to WMFO.org. There's like a big banner right at home. I'm right there right now. The donations drive's going on. You click there for more info, right where it says click there. And then you can kind of scroll through. There's a lot of awesome stuff. Every year, the shirt is the best. And I'm looking at this shirt, and it continues to be the best. Awesome graphic design. There's also a hoodie. There's also a mug. The mug is 20. Shirt's 25. Hoodie's 40. $80 is a swag box. If you donate $100 to the station, you can record your own station ID. And like Taylor Swift and Ghostface Killer and all these guys have recorded IDs for the show. So you could add your name to that illustrious list. But I would suggest heading on in there and doing the donations drive. It's a lot of fun. Friend of the show, Anton, who actually I did tease last week that he would be on the show this week. And then we just didn't have a show last week. Thank you for the person who subbed. And also, a big time shout out to all the fun times we had at the marathon. And yeah, just getting out on Tuesday after the marathon is tough. Even if you have access to, you know, flight benefits, it's tough. Anyway, I know Anton's plugged into the donations drive. He brought his WMFO shirt up here. He got it dyed by somebody using avocado pits, which I'm not going to say was a bad decision, but I wouldn't classify that as like a good decision. It's like, hey, let me like do something to something that you have using a method that is not borne out or established, I would say. You know, avocado pits, I guess, could dye something the color of avocado pits, but is that a shirt color that you want? Especially to, and I'll say this, as someone who has also done some stuff to some shirts, the pit stains can throw off any dyeing endeavor. You've established a shirt that you love, and you go to dye it. I think every method I've seen accentuates the pit stuff that's under all of my favorite shirts. That, like, I know that there's methods to do to clean or whatever, but I don't know. Those pit stains, they're in there. They've been earned, and I don't know if they're gonna go anywhere. One of the first ever gifts I ever gave to Molly was this shirt that I made that has the Robotank on it. If you don't know what Homestar Runner is or the Robotank, then I'm not going to explain it right now. And I gave it to her, and it was like, oh, this is the best shirt ever. And it's like a masterclass and like something that you value. And then she got it, and she loved it. She wore it all the time. And then it was like after a year, because she's the sweetest person ever, she's like, you know, the pit stains on that shirt were like out of control, and that wearing it, I don't want people to think that it was me that created these stains. But she stepped away, kept wearing it, and that's love, and you know, and that is now my wife, and we have sired two children, one of whom's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Lily. 1 year. April 25th. 1 year of life. We had a big weekend up in Ogunquit, Maine. Had a lot of fun up there. So nice job, Lily. 1 year in. We played Walking the Dog by Fun. That's in honor of me getting breakfast with my friend Paco, who I just ran into and who just moved here a couple months ago. And that's great. It's always great to have somebody from your life come back into your life. A lot of fun times to be had, I think, with Paco and Lexi. He was always into fun. So that's why I played some fun. And then Run for Cover by the Killers. Slow Hands by Interpol, in a classic fast and loose sort of flourish of like old song, kind of new song, old song. Jump right back in here and go to some new songs. Thanks for listening. And again, donations drive. Go to WMFO.org. It will explain everything. And can't stress enough how cool some of this swag is. Support the old station here. All right, back to the music.
Thank you. eyes clean. I don't stand out in the rain, have my eyes washed clean no more. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what she means. Say love easy, he come to me. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what that means. I say alright, c'est la vie.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. And thanks for listening. I think it's a really big deal that you're here and you're with us and that the backing track is on. That's all. Those are all big deals. Listen to Laura, M83, new album, Fantasy. First one to play this at the station because the logging always shows that you have to put in more information whenever nobody else has played this before. So there you go, WMFO land. There's a song. Keep the Car Running by Arcade Fire. Definitely been played at the station probably 1 billion times. 2007. Also, one time in college, Anton like went to Haiti with a group of people doing like earthquake relief when that earthquake hit Haiti. And they... he made like a video talking about some of the stuff that they're doing and he used Keep the Car Running, but then nobody ever talked about that. I mean, we did a lot of relief work on the state side for Haiti, but like that was a quiet one, you know? That was, I just like have this weird, like, oh yeah, that Arcade Fire song associated with that video Anton made of that trip that like no one ever talks about. Phosphorescent, C'est la vie, number two. Off the release, C'est la vie. I think that's a single. Single. Also, thank you for Corinne chiming in here that always hear that if you dye something with avocado pits, it gives it a pinkish tone, which is cool. And then it's a great niche way to handle some food waste. And that should be right up your alley. Called out. I do like eliminating food waste. And for more information on that, go to www.foodlinkma.org. But yeah, I stand corrected. Collect your avocado pits and dye your shirts to accentuate the pits on those shirts. And let's get that in fashion. And this, I'll tell you this, this shirt here for the donations drive at WMFO, it's white. So it's all ready to roll for whatever dying exercises you're trying to pull here. You know, get like five. Try a bunch of different ways, you know? And if you do it now, there's not going to be like existing pit stains. I don't know. I can put a pit stain on a shirt real quick. Real 0 to 1 wear real quick. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Probably time for one more, and it'll be this one more, and I'll be out of here. Stick around and listen all day to this radio station. Alright guys, that is going to be it for me on Fast and Loose here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here, texting in. Also, Corinne wants to remind you that it's not just the avocado pits, it's the skins too. Put them all in there in one big old bag of water with your clothes and watch them transform. We listen to Gold Rush by Death Cab right in there in the last song. And I do love that theme. I want things to change, but I want to be the one to change them. And it seems like everything changed, and it didn't used to be this way. Just fantastic. Just a fantastic thing. So, looks like the weather's awesome out there. I'm looking out over Boston Ave here in Curtis Hall, our fair home of WMFO. And please, one last reminder, hit up that donations drive, you know? You're sitting around and you're like, I want some sweet swag from Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you for listening. It's going to be a great week for you. I know it. See you next time.